This is episode 373 of Jumblethink.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Jumblethink, where we interview dreamers, makers, innovators, and influencers all about their journey of turning ideas and dreams into reality. Along the way, we're going to share some tips on how you can turn your own dreams and ideas into reality too. On today's show, we're talking about people versus projects. It's going to be a great conversation. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Hey there, friends. Welcome to Jumblethink. My name is Michael Woodward. I am your host. We are changing things up in today's conversation. Earlier in the week, we had sat down with Ryan Casey Waller to talk about depression, anxiety, and other things we don't want to talk about. By the way, if you missed that episode, you should go back and check it out. In the world of COVID, in the world of mental health, this is a super important topic, so go check it out. But in that episode, I had mentioned that today's guest would be Grammy Award-winning Lecrae, who also has a book out called I Am Restored. Really good book. I just finished it. We had mentioned that he was going to be on the show. Now, on the way to the interview, his tire blew and we had to reschedule. So instead, what we are doing is we are changing it up. We're calling an audible, as they say. And I'm going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to do a topical episode where I just share some thoughts and ideas that I'm processing. These ideas typically are around dreams and ideas and making them reality and identity and finding out who you're created to be. I haven't done this in a while. And many of our listeners have said, hey, Mike, where are these episodes? Why aren't you doing them? You need to do them. And so today we're back at it. In the weeks, months, and year to come, we're going to be doing a lot more of these along with our interviews. Today's topic, though, I've entitled, I Believe in People, Not Projects. Whether you are an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're an author, no matter what your dreams and ideas are, no matter where you stand today, this principle of understanding people over projects is so significant to the journey for yourself, but also for those you impact. And if you have ideas and dreams, if you are really walking in who you're created to be, understanding this will be a strong foundation for how your dreams and ideas go beyond just you. To do an exploration of this topic, though, I need to rewind a little bit. I need to tell a little bit of my story, how we got here, and some of the lessons that I've learned that have really revealed this concept of people over projects to me. For some of you, you may have heard some of these stories. Hang tight. There's going to be a lot in this episode that you haven't heard before. There are going to be some great tips and principles that you can apply to your journey of dreams and ideas. So if you've heard a story that I'm telling, you can either fast forward a little bit or you can just hang in there, rehear the story, and let it be a tool to help you in that journey of figuring out your dreams and ideas and chasing them. So if you're ready, let's dive on in. As an adult, my first real job and career was working at this church called the Father's House Church in Oroville, California. Back then, Oroville wasn't a place that you really wanted to be. Unless you were going boating. And even then, you would drive up to the lake and make sure you got out of town because Oroville was known by all the bad things. It was known by poverty, by addiction, especially meth addiction. It was known for being a place where all the bad things happened. And yet, when I visited in 2002, I saw something that was significant. I saw a church that was doing a lot to change its community. Yeah, the streets had abandoned cars and trash everywhere. The houses were abandoned or they were meth houses. It wasn't a pretty place. But the people were amazing. These were people who didn't have much, that didn't have dreams, that didn't have a call on their life because they simply didn't think that they measured up. They were people who were marked with despair and hopelessness because that's what they were told they were going to get. And yet this church, pastored by Steve and Vicky Orsillo, they saw something different in the people. They saw something different in the community. Oroville was known back in the gold rush years as the city of gold. It was where a bulk of the mining happened during that gold rush. And the city back then was known as a jewel, as a beautiful place, as a place you wanted to be. And Steve and Vicky, even though they could physically see the destitution and the despair and the hopelessness, they could see hope in the people. When I came along in 2002 and visited there, it was a hot summer day. And when I say hot, I mean like 110 plus degrees in the middle of an August Northern California summer. And I just remember going to the city and it being so hot and driving through and seeing brokenness like I had never seen in the States before, seeing a loss, a complete unraveling of what culture, community, and society could be. And yet there were people, Steve and Vicky and the Father's House, Nicole and Lisa and others who were saying, we see the people. Now, there were a lot of projects that were going on at that church, but it was the people that drew me to that church. In 2008, there was a massive shift that happened. As you probably experienced, there was the recession caused by the housing market. And I remember Pastor Steve sitting down with Nicole and Lisa and myself and saying, hey, we don't know when we're going to be able to pay you or if we'll be able to pay you because all of our money has been lost because of the recession. Now, all of us believed in the call and the purpose of that church and that community, and all of us wanted to see it flourish. So for me, what that looked like was I was going to go get a job outside the church. That was no longer going to be my vocation, my job. And a friend called up and said, hey, would you come work for me in my marketing company? We're making a shift into the world of web, and I think you would do well here. And so for a year, I went to work for him and learned the ins and outs of writing code and sitting down with clients and working through their project. After that year, I started my own business called Woodward Design Group, in which we worked with clients to build them websites, from small businesses to big corporations. We wanted to build the things that would help them, to support them, to enable them to build the businesses and dreams that they have. But in the mix of that, something began to shift in me. When you work in the world of projects, which web development often does, you're looking at amount of hours that you have to do and how quickly can you turn a project? How can you get it launched so you can get the next payday? All of your work is no longer tied back to the person. It's tied back to a paycheck. And in that, it's easy to lose sight of the things that matter, believing in people over just completing a project. Just like with any pendulum, it's easy to swing from side to side, trying to find the sweet spot of perfection. Yes, in business, often you are looking at the project, the outcomes, the desired goals, generating that revenue, getting to the next milestone. But on the flip side, we also need to be people-focused. And it's easy to become focused on people and in business forget to make money. In humanity, it is a combination of accomplishing things along with doing it with the people that you love. You can't just do your dreams and ideas by yourself. You need a support network, your family, your friends, your team, your clients, your customers. There's this marriage, this hodgepodge of both understanding the value of a project approach and a people approach. So as we dive deeper into this conversation now, as we move past my story and into some real tips, I want to take a look at the difference between a project approach and a people approach. And let's start finding where the pendulum can get back to center, get to the sweet spot, and really help us in the journey of chasing dreams and ideas. To give us our baseline, we're first going to look at the project side of the world. It is also known as task-oriented leadership or agile development. There are tons of different terms and different philosophies within these, and I am boiling this down to the simplest style and making it very rudimentary. A task-oriented style of leadership or a project-focused leadership does a couple things. The first thing it does is it sets objectives and outcomes. What are the goals that they want? What are the objectives that they're trying to reach? In the world of web, we would sit down and talk about what is this web project going to do for you. From there, they would break those objectives and outcomes into tasks, specific milestones that would lead you along the path of completing your project. From there, you would assign tasks and deadlines. Those tasks and deadlines would be then accomplished by an individual or a team hitting milestones, followed up by testing and repeating until that project is completed and then launched. It could be a product, it could be a message, it could be a service. It's an iterative style of project management. Within that, there are a couple key players. There is the client, of course. There is the company that is being hired to fulfill the development, design, or build out of what's needed. There are project managers and sales managers. There are employees and task managers. And in the end, all of this is built to serve an end customer to generate revenue, whether it's to drive sales to a service, whether it's to buy products from a company. All of this hinges on getting to the end so that you can start getting revenue and creating that cycle again. In this style of leadership, often objective and project is placed above the players. They are the most significant thing in this. And so this is where you hear people start saying, I'm in the daily grind. Oh, I don't feel like this company really likes me. I don't feel like I'm important. I'm just a cog in the system. This is because the team is being led by a task or objective-oriented leadership model. On the flip side, a people-driven management style flips the script a little bit. Where on a task or objective or project-based management style, you have the project ahead of people, on a people-driven project management or development or philosophy of leadership, you flip the script and you have people first. People-driven focuses on people, not outcomes first. It focuses on value to all players, not just to those that are invested in revenue. It puts value over revenue. And values in this case is beliefs, things that are important to the players. It could be environmental, it could be education, it could be so many different things, but it puts the values of the organizational individual players ahead of the project itself. And that project has to come to alignment with the values of the stakeholders. It also checks in with the players early and often. It's a check-in to see how they're doing. They're focused on the individuals that serve. And then it focuses on solving needs, not generating revenue. When you solve the need, the revenue will come. Whereas with a project or task-oriented style of leadership, this is solving a problem that generates revenue. And so it's kind of flipping that to solving a need, and then the revenue will come. Now, I know some of you are listening right now and you're going, Mike, that sounds all good, but you're talking from a business standpoint. What does this have to do with me and my dreaming and my ideas? Well, that's a great question. And I want to make sure that we answer that, that I answer that for you today. So let's pivot away from the world of business and entrepreneurship. And let's take a moment to flip the conversation to dreams and ideas specifically. So as I thought about this more, I wrote down a list of seven reasons why I believe in people over projects, specifically in the context of dreams and ideas. The first one is I believe in people over projects because dreams and ideas are always birthed out of action from people. Ideas and dreams don't just happen by themselves. It requires a spark within an individual to then take action to make those dreams and ideas reality. And I think so often we forget that the things we're creating, whether it's in business or outside of business, whether it's a passion project or a vocation, it's always a spark within you that starts it. And without you, there would be no dream and idea happening. So people are significant. If we forget that people are the foundation of dreams and ideas, if we turn those into projects instead of into a place of people walking out their identity, we lose a little bit of something special. Reason number two is I believe in people over projects because dreams and ideas always take a community to build them. Projects don't happen by themselves. It takes a group of people to make them happen. And if we forget that that group is the foundation of making the project, then the project becomes bigger than the source being the people that are actually doing the work. So we always have to remember when we chase those dreams and ideas that community is the foundation, and that requires people. Put the people first, whether it's family that support your dream and idea, whether it's the employees that work for you, whether it's people who challenge you, mentor you, coach you, customers. These are all people. Put them before the project. Serve them. Reason number three, dreams and ideas always impact others once the dream and idea is reached. Dreams and ideas come from you. They are an outflowing of you. But if it just stopped with you, I just have to question if that dream and idea has reached its fullness. Because dreams and ideas are much more than just one person. They impact everyone around them. They help support your family. They help support your community. They spark change, whether it's socially or fiscally. They respond in action, and they always impact others, not just you. And so if we just look at every dream and idea as a project that we're trying to accomplish, we forget the people that that idea and dream ends up serving. Number four, people are never projects. We don't need to fix people. We need to love and inspire people. And that happens when we chase dreams and ideas. Whether it's when you chase those dreams and ideas, you inspire others to do that. Whether it's that your dreams and ideas get them to rally behind a cause or a message. You're not fixing people. You are changing people. You're inspiring them. You're asking them to rise to a new level. And if we look at projects, often we think of as a project as like, oh, I'm going to fix up my car. That's my project car. Oh, I'm going to go work on my garden. That's my project. When we look at people, we cannot identify the same thing and say, I'm going to go fix that person. They're my project. Instead, we can inspire them and love them as we chase those dreams and ideas. Number five. I believe in people over projects because dreams and ideas are birthed out of identity first. This probably should have been the first item, but as I thought about it, it actually turned out to be the fifth item. Dreams and ideas are birthed out of who you are, and that is a matter of investment into people. In this case, it's you. You're investing into yourself, and out of that comes a flow where you can then impact others, not projects, not doing things, but actually inspiring people to find identity. That's part of the hope here at JumbleThink, is that this show inspires people to become who they're created to be. And out of the dreams and ideas flow. And so if we put people first, and in this case, it's starting with you. You're dealing with your health. You're dealing with your mental health, your physical health. You're dealing with your emotions. You're dealing with your financials. You're dealing with all of these things. Then the dreams and ideas are birthed out of that. But you have to invest in people, you, to get to that place of health, to find that identity, to figure out who you are created to be. And then the dreams and ideas flow out of that. And that goes into others too. You're not going in and saying, hey, I'm going to fix you so that you can go get your dream job or you can write that book. What you're doing is you're investing into their identity so that they can be inspired to go live their dreams and ideas. So you're investing in people, not projects. You're investing in yourself so that you can invest into others, so that identity becomes the bedrock of dreaming and idea making. It is the foundation. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Identity is the foundation of dreams and ideas. So you have to invest in yourself, invest in the people that are you, so that you can get those dreams and ideas to happen. Number six, I believe in people over projects because people inspire us to serve. Projects inspire us to do. I'll say that again. People inspire us to serve. Projects inspire us to do. And we really need to realign that in our culture and our society. We are in service to each other. We're in service to the community. We're in service to our families. Often we become selfish and we put our service to ourselves, and then we invite others into tasks and doing instead of inviting them into relationship. I find that this is so important because when you choose to love others before you love yourself, your world changes. And that's another conversation for another day. But instead of looking at people as projects, instead of looking at things that you have to do as projects, instead of being inspired to do, be inspired to serve by investing and believing in people. And our final one today is, I believe in people over projects because projects only exist because of people. We got to remember what comes first. Is it the chicken or the egg? Well, in this case, we know. We know that people exist before projects. People exist before dreams and ideas. That goes back to the identity item first. You know, if people didn't exist, the projects wouldn't exist, they wouldn't happen. So if you lose sight of the people that do the projects, if you lose sight of yourself and get lost in the project, if you lose sight of others, invest in the project, when you run over others to accomplish your goals, you lose sight of yourself. So dreams and ideas are birthed out of you. And you have to remember that it's birthed out of others. And dreams and ideas only exist because of people. And at the end of the day, changing your value from project first to people first changes everything. Whether it's in your family, whether it's in your business, whether it's in government, or it's in education, and the list goes on and on and on. We need to, as a society, as individuals, as families, as communities, get back to a place where we say, I believe in people over projects because it's the right thing. People aren't commodities. People aren't things to be fixed. They're not a task list of things you have to do. People are to be inspired and loved. And that's my challenge to you today. As we face the world, as we look at how we dream and the ideas we chase and the things that we believe, begin to re-envision the world as people over projects. A couple years ago, I would have this phrase that I would say, the most significant thing I have is the thing in front of me. And usually that had to deal with the person I was talking to. And we're so distracted in this world that we lose sight of what's in front of us. On the flip side with projects, sometimes we get lost in being so invested in that project that we forget the people in front of us. So the most significant thing you can do today is to remember the people in front of you. To remember that dreams and ideas stem from people, not projects. That dreams and ideas are the spark of change of culture, society, of your freedom. It all comes from people. There are more conversations that can be uncovered that go deeper and deeper into this subject, whether it's conversations of faith, conversations of community and school and education and business. We could go a billion different directions, but find the simplicity of this message. Do you believe in people over projects? And define that for yourself. Thanks so much for tuning into today's show. It means the world to me that you would listen. Next week, we're back with another great interview, and I'm going to be bringing back the topical episodes every week, so you're not going to miss hearing these kind of conversations. I would love to hear what you think. I would love to know how this conversation has sparked your thoughts. What do you believe? Do you believe people are more significant than projects? Do you believe that this has impacted you in some way? I'd love to hear. You can drop us a comment on your favorite social channel, or you can drop me an email, hello@jumblethink.com. Love to hear from you. And once again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Thank you so much for tuning into JumbleThink today. It means the world to me. We do this to inspire you, to love you, and to serve you. So I hope you got that out of today's show. I hope it's inspired you. I hope it's sparked hope, and I hope that it's inspired you to love others. But you've got to make a decision. So what will you do? Because it's your turn to dream big and change the world around you. Let's start. Ce disque sera pour vous un rempart contre la fatigue, la dépression, l'énervement et tout ce qui caractérise les temps modernes. Vous serez éloigné du monde. Vous serez rentré en vous-même. Vous
devez écouter ce disque plusieurs fois pour bien en comprendre le mécanisme. Pourtant, il n'est qu'un commencement. Nous avons voulu en faire connaître la force. Comment un simple disque peut aller plus loin que vous ne l'auriez imaginé. Mettez-vous dans une tenue légère. Ôtez tout ce qui peut vous gêner ou tirer votre attention. Cherchez la meilleure position, les bras et les jambes légèrement espacés. Étirez-vous doucement, mais complètement. En avant, en arrière, sur les côtés. Vous êtes une autre personne. Les mères de famille, les enfants peuvent également prendre un moment revitalisant. Dans quelques mois, lorsque vous aurez bien saisi la technique et que vous serez maître de votre corps, vous pourrez vous décontracter même en travaillant.